All right, Carson Mumford, Redbud. I think you've had a nice start to the year. Maybe not exactly where you want to, but today probably was the race you didn't really want to have.
Yeah, today was definitely my worst day so far. Qualifying wasn't very good. The times were close today. Besides Ferrandis, he was completely gone from the rest. But
he was like almost 3 seconds faster.
Yeah, if I was not even a second faster, I would have been eighth, and I was, I think, 13th or something. But first moto was pretty bad. It's actually taken me longer to learn these tracks than I thought it would. Just with the lines and how it develops, I really thought I would be more adaptable, but it actually has been a struggle for me. So I've been trying to watch the 450 guys and stuff in between, and I think that's helping. But yeah,
sorry, do you mean like not in qualifying so much, but do you mean just like even in the race where you're still learning the track, like in Moto 1, you know, halfway through or something?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, it seemed the same as last weekend. I was kind of uncomfortable all the way until halfway in the first moto, and then something clicked and I started riding way better. And same with today. It was I made a good last lap pass on Pierce, and that put me into 14th or something. I think 14th. But yeah, it was like I needed a 45-minute moto to even to start going. But second moto start was better. Still was not inside the top 10, and it seemed like I was looking around and everybody that was in front of me was really good. So I'm like, dang, I got my work cut out. Then it was like a train of Geico guys. Besides Jamar, he was way up front, and I think I got Shimoda, and I almost put a pass on Hunter Lawrence. We were side by side into a corner and went over the bars, and I got stuck on the side of a roller and took me forever to get up, which was terrible. I went back to like 23rd or something and then worked my way back up to 17th. But yeah, it's just not the day I wanted, but I feel like as a rookie sometimes you do have to learn the hard way, and that's basically how today went.
I think your starts have been a major positive for you this, you know, this year coming in, and this one was not.
No. Yeah, these were terrible. Loretta's, I did kind of know the lay of the land. Like, I knew those inside gates, if you didn't get a good start, and with the mud race, it's kind of unknown. Your technique kind of goes out of the window. And I banked on that, went inside, and was pretty good. Obviously, I got fifth in that first moto, the second Loretta's, and then Ironman this last weekend. I lined up inside, and I was in between, I think, two star Yamahas, and I kind of just, I got pinched. Second moto, lined up pretty far outside, and I was probably like 11th or so. But it's crazy because people say all the time, like, oh, your starts were so good as an amateur. Well, every guy on the line, their starts were amazing as an amateur.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
And they have great bikes also, you know.
Yeah, it's no one, you have no advantage, like, at all. Everybody's pretty much on a playing field. Someone might have something a little bit better at a certain race, but, yeah, everybody on the line has pulled hole shots as an amateur and a pro. So it's something I definitely need to figure out. It's terrible to put yourself in that back of the pack, but I definitely learned a lot, and I'm excited for Monday.
What do you think about the short span between the races? You'll be fine. Do you think it'll affect you?
I think it's fine. It's normally we practice like a day or two after, so, and we feel fine then. Obviously, the atmosphere is a little different, but I am excited that I will get to ride the track twice. Redbud's a gnarly track, and everybody around me is like, "Oh, how rough's the track?" And I'm like, "I have no idea. It could be rough. It could be smooth." Like, yeah, it's rougher than anything that I've really rode, but is that like a real Redbud? But yeah, just learning at every race.
What do you think about the leap? Did you eye it up?
I did eye it up, but the team kind of told me that they've had some issues with riders frame casing it and blowing out wheels.
Yeah.
And they're like, listen, it might be a little faster, but there's also that chance of you not making it. Yeah. You have to do everything right. I heard that they might change the run up to it for Monday, and if it's any easier, I'm for sure sending it, because today I was on the verge of hitting it, but I think only like five guys hit it all day.
Yeah, I don't think too many guys. Troll Train did, which surprised the hell out of me.
Yeah, because he didn't hit it last year. I don't think.
No, yeah, he didn't hit it last year. I got mad at him and this and that. Yeah,
yeah, it definitely would be cool because there's a lot of fans right there. Franis jumped over my head one time and the place went nuts. So I would like to do that.
Cool. Thanks, man.
No problem.